Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Snitches get stitches.
So, Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080, The Fan.
Snitches get stitches.
The big hubbub around Tyrese Halliburton's dad and Giannis on the floor following the Bucks elimination from the playoffs at the hands of the Indiana Pacers, it took away from what would have been a miserable press conference for Giannis Antetokounmpo, because many believe that was his last game as a Milwaukee Buck.
I mean, at this point in time, I don't know how you could say it wasn't. Like, pitch me how he stays. Or why he stays.
Because he wants to stay in one place his entire career.
It's the
maybe
literal only
thing. A change of heart. But that is something that he always said he wanted to do, is he wanted to be in one place the entire time.
And maybe having Dame there to tell him.
Grass isn't always greener, man.
Look, I was where you were 2 years ago.
Yeah. And so that it's only one. It's only one reason. But it could be a very big reason why Giannis does not leave. But following the game, I actually appreciate the creativity in this. Was it Nem? Eric Nem?
Yeah.
Eric Nem, who covers the Bucks, he asked this question to Giannis about his future.
Look, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I know how this is going to go. Whatever I say, I know how it's going to translate. I don't know, man. I wish I was still playing. I wish I was still, like, competing and going back to Milwaukee. I don't know.
Well,
he knows. That's the problem.
That is the biggest indicator of a guy who's going to be gone, is that I know what's going to happen here. I know what you guys are going to do, no matter what I say.
It's because we all know, man.
He gone.
It is what it is. And for those wondering, Nem and Giannis have an incredible relationship. Like, that's why Nem can ask that question in that spot and get at least that answer.
And he asked, do you still want to win another championship in Milwaukee? Mm-hmm. And that was the answer.
It wasn't yes. It's the first time when we saw this with Dame. When it was, you know, came to the end of the season, you know, changes might need to be made. Like, it's... He knows. He sat there on the sideline. You could see it on his face. He knows. It does suck. And look, part of the thing to blame in all of this is the owners and the way the CBA is designed. It is now punitive to keep your stars. It is punitive to keep your stars, particularly your homegrown ones, because of how much more money they can get and how much sooner they can get it. It's the new CBA has basically said you can have two stars and everybody else is going to cycle through. And so you're just going to have this upheaval and turnover. And any team that had two or three guys locked in at max before the new CBA is paying for it right now. Every single team.
How much of that you think was a factor in Nico Harrison's move Luka, though? Because Luke, we talked about this, about Luka didn't just build the home in Dallas, $15 million home. It was, he's going to be up for the super max extension and building a contender. Like you just said, it is punitive. Mm-hmm. And with the second apron now, you can't really dump into it. And nobody's really talked about that because it was such a dumb trade. But that's a lot more money that was going out.
You still do it, though. For Giannis, you do it. For Luka, you do it. For Prime LeBron, you do it. For Tatum, you do it.
But everything else is tougher.
And here, and this is the interesting thing about this. And this is kind of a more of a holistic conversation. But if you're taking Jokic as the best player in the world right now, and he, let's say the max money you could pay anyone in the NBA, you just take the limits off of everything, but you cap it at $100 million. If Jokic makes $100 million, in theory, nobody else should make that much money.
Nobody else should make over $80 million then. If we're using $100 million as just this baseline that's out there, the next best player should be getting at least 20% less, right?
Do you think so? Like, would you say SGA? Would you say Giannis
On that team?
Oh, no, I'm just saying like across.
I'm talking about
on the team.
That
oh God, yes,
team.
Yes.
So yeah, you're taking what you're saying though is Jokic. Nobody should be paid more than Jokic league wide.
Yeah, because the when you talk about like
because right now what you see on teams is like you have two guys that make the same amount of money and you're going on the same roster and you're going oh my goodness,
Michael Porter Jr. is making $40 million.
He should be nowhere near
half that.
What Nikola Jokic is.
Yeah, and that's like, like when you talk about salary slotting, like, well, you're worth as much as the team pays you. It's like, well, the second a guy who's not worth it gets overpaid, it was punitive in the past. In the past, it is a death sentence now. It is a death sentence. If you make one mistake on a guy you think is going to be a star that doesn't hit, you're cooked.
Yeah.
Look at the teams right now. Look at the teams that where they are right now. Again, drafting and all this stuff, yeah, it matters. But the idea of like how you build out a roster now, it's two stars. The three-headed monster is gone.
Yeah.
Like that's just not a thing. And you have to have all these young guys, and the middle class of the NBA is disappearing, which is going to make a Giannis transaction really interesting.
Well, and you need your picks. You need all of your picks. Trading your picks away is a fool's game now.
That's why I vehemently believe no matter where Giannis goes, one of Portland or New Orleans will be involved in the transaction one way or the other because of the picks and swaps they control.
Oh, man. Doesn't sound good if you're a Bucks fan today on ever seeing Giannis in a Milwaukee uniform.
No, look, having gone through this in Portland with their own franchise legend who didn't win a title,
yeah,
I feel for Bucks fans. It's gonna be a rough summer. Honestly, I hope that there's a team out there that gives up what you want and what you need, and you can be done with it, so it doesn't drag out all summer long.
Yep.
Like for Bucks fans, that's what I hope happens. Like it's just a quick rip off the Band-Aid. I saw somebody say, "Well, I don't think Giannis is gonna demand a trade." Yeah, he is, because John Horst can't trade him without him demanding a trade.
There's no way you can do it on your own.
On your own accord.
Condition. Yeah, you no. You can't do it.
It's the same reason why Damian Lillard had to demand a trade, and he knew it.
Hot dang. All right, 503-864-6326. That is the Fan text line. We have got some questions coming in on the Fan text line. One of them, I think, deserves a little bit of a conversation here regarding the hometown team, the Portland Trailblazers. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.